morning and welcome to prayers for your day. Today is Thursday, January the 3rd, and we are moving right on along in 2019. This is Danita. As always, I thank God for you and what He is doing in your life as well as in the lives of your family members and everyone connected to you. I thank God. I give thanks to God for you for partnering with me in prayer as we partner with the Holy Spirit. On this morning, we are going to pray for our children, and not only our children, but all children of the world. Just the other day, I read that a young 7-year-old was innocently killed by a random person. They believe it to be a hate crime, as it was a Caucasian male and an African-American little girl, 7 years old. Her mother was shot, but her life was taken by a bullet. That happened in Houston, Texas. And then we know about the 2 children that died as they were trying to enter into the United States from Mexico here recently. And then we have 2 young men who died with their father. Someone came in and killed the father as well as the boys, his sons. I believe both boys were under the age of 13. And I believe that happened on New Year's Eve. So we need to pray for our children. And so that's what we're going to do as we kick off this first year, this first week of the new year. We want to intercede on behalf of our children. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today. God, we want to acknowledge you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. You are great. You are a good God. You are awesome, God. You are mighty. You are strong. And God, you excel in strength. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, on today, we magnify your name, and we exalt your name together on today, oh God. Whether we're driving, whether we're at work, whether we're at home, oh God, no matter where we are, we magnify your name. We make your name great, Heavenly Father, because we know that there is nothing too hard for you. You are the God of the impossible. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, as believers, we come in agreement, Heavenly Father, asking you, oh God, to protect our children, asking you, oh God, to look over our children, those that you have entrusted us with, oh God. Those, Heavenly Father, that you knew even before they were conceived in their mother's womb. God, we ask for a special blood covering over our children on this year, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, oh God. We ask, Heavenly Father, as many of them are still sleeping, oh God, even right now in the name of Jesus, as many of them may even be off in other countries, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, whether it be for school, whether it be for serving our military service, oh God, whether it be for travel, oh God, even if they're not with us at this very moment, God, we ask you, oh God, to protect them, to cover them, to send your ministering angels, to send your warring angels, oh God, to be encamped around them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We cancel every assignment, oh God, that the enemy would have for them right now. We cancel the assignment of premature death over our children right now in the name of Jesus. We cancel every sickness and disease over our children right now in the name of Jesus. We cancel, oh God, every evil spirit that would try to oppress our children. We cancel the spirit of depression right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. For our children, oh God, we cancel the spirit of deception, oh God, that would make them to think that right, that wrong is right, oh God, and that evil is good in the name of Jesus, oh God. We cancel the spirit of perversion, oh God, over our children that would come and let them think that anything other name of Jesus. Oh God, anything that is contrary to your word, oh God, that our children would believe is true about their life. Hallelujah. We cancel that spirit of deception right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now we cancel the spirit of abandonment and rejection that so many of our children might be facing, oh God, because fathers have walked away, because mothers have walked away. Hallelujah. We know, oh God, and we know that the devil is a liar and the father of all lies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For your word says, oh God, that we, even when our mother and father forsake us, that's when you'll take us up. So, God, for many of our children who are fatherless, oh, God, for whatever reason, maybe daddy has gone on home. Maybe daddy is no longer in the home. Maybe daddy has walked away and got a new family. Whatever the case may be, God, be a father to our children, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. For mothers, oh, God, who have fallen away, who walked away from their children for whatever reason. Maybe they've got a new family. Maybe they've got another man. Maybe they've fallen into addiction, oh God. Or maybe their life is just more important, oh God, than the lives of anybody else, oh God. But God, we ask you, oh God, to take our children up, oh God, and that you would be a mother to the motherless right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, hallelujah, we ask, oh God, right now, Heavenly Father, that you would impart wisdom and knowledge and divine insight into our children, oh God, that you would give them a thirst and a hunger for you, oh God. Our prayer, Heavenly Father, on today is that our children would know you, oh God. Our prayer on today, oh God, that our children would be in right fellowship with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our prayer on today, oh God, hallelujah, that our children would be humble, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our prayer on today, oh God, that our children would manifest the fruits of the Spirit, oh God, of love, joy, peace, gentleness, oh God, patience, in the name of Jesus. Our prayer on today, oh God, hallelujah, for those of our children who are not saved, oh God, that they would come to know you and say, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus, oh God, cover our children, oh God, if they're incarcerated. Cover them right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Cover our children, oh God, right now if they're in the hospital. We decree and declare healing over them right now. Cover our children, oh God, if they are currently battling any sickness or disease. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. Cover our children, oh God, if they're battling, oh God, their sexuality, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would send those, oh God, that would speak life into our children and not death, oh God. We pray right now that you would send those that would build our children up and not tear them down. God, order their steps according to your word, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, even before our children go back to school, God, over every window, over every door. For those of our children who are working, we plead the blood of Jesus over the workplace. For those of our children who are in the military, oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus over every country that they may encounter. For those of our children, oh God, who are not here with us, oh God. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over their physical body. We plead the blood of Jesus over their mind, over their emotions, oh God. Hallelujah. And we declare and decree, oh God, that in 2019, they are going to walk in the fullness of who you have called them to be. Hallelujah. For your word says that your sons and daughters shall prophesy in the name of Jesus. We make that declaration over our children, that our children will be mighty men and women of God, hallelujah, who will stand for the things that are right according to your word. And we declare and decree that our children will hear your voice, oh God. They will hear your voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow. So, God, we seal this prayer with the precious blood of the Lamb, hallelujah, oh God. And we pray for any family who is bereaved right now, oh God, because they've lost their children, oh God. Lord, your word said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Comfort them right now like only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.